Final hour overdrive continues. TSN 1050 on the TSN app, your home smart speaker. And now up on TSN 2, Brian Hazy, O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles McLennan. What a time to be a sports fan. We got a lot going on in the sports world. The baseball playoffs continue. The Rays are out, just cruising. They dominated the AL East. As good as the AL East was all year, Tampa was clearly the cream of the crop, and they're out in four games.
We talked about them on Friday, Hayes, and they kind of remind me a little bit of Ray describing the New York Islanders, where they work so hard and they are so successful, but at the end they need a little bit of firepower to kind of keep the engine cooking, and they just kind of sputter out. That's ultimately what happened, it seems like, with the Rays.
The bats couldn't keep up, man. Boston's bats got really hot at the right time. And full credit to Boston. Like, their pitching staff has been depleted all year. They've dealt with COVID as much as any team in baseball. And it took game 162 to punch a ticket, but they did. And now they're making the most of it. It seems like it happens all the time. They bottom out, then they bounce right back. It really is incredible how the Red Sox have been yo-yoing their way through the 2010s,
It's impressive. I'm watching that game last night. Devers.
Rafael Devers.
He's a stud. But, like, what the hell is he chewing on? Like, have you seen, like, the amount of, like, whatever that is?
It's not chew. Like, it's not tobacco, because that's been banned. So.
But what is it, though?
I don't know, but he's always
got
that thing going.
What did you just say? Chewing tobacco is banned in baseball?
I believe it is, yeah.
No,
are you kidding? A few years ago they banned it. Yeah.
No.
Okay, but
every guy on the field has it in their mouth. Like, I used to do that stuff. Every single guy in the field is doing it.
Well, let's go to the ruling here, and the Grappa can look it up. I mean, I remember it being a topic of discussion. Like, baseball didn't want it to be shown anymore, that these guys were all, you know, taking chews and they all had tobacco. And, you know, like, it was more of an image thing that they didn't want to be associated with that anymore in the clubhouses.
I have no idea, but watching him, he's such a talent. But it is – I feel like he's – if he falls awkwardly, like, he could choke on that. Like, he's actually has – the biggest dip or whatever I've ever seen in my life. Like, it's
Pat
actually
Borders
distracting.
Pat Borders was triple the size. Pat Borders back in...
like, there's a Twitter handle called Pat Borders Chew.
Pat Borders Chew.
But, Pat, you're right. Now that I remember, Pat Borders did have... But, like, Devers is... It's like a giant jawbreaker in there. Like, it's that big and distracting. And he plays with it.
It doesn't
Guys
matter,
out the
man.
Field, took... chucking balls, hitting bombs, you name it. And he's got this giant – I think it's dip. I do think it's – like,
again,
I thought it was
maybe
tobacco,
I'm maybe I'm just misremembering the details of it all, and maybe it was something – a motion that they put forward, baseball, and maybe the Players Association shot it down. But I'm pretty sure they banned it. Like, I'm pretty sure that you're not allowed to have chewing tobacco anymore. Yeah, during games, you know, they obviously can't legislate that away from the field.
Right.
But I'm pretty certain that – so I don't know what they're chewing on. I have no idea what it is, but I'm pretty sure that chewing tobacco is no longer part of the problem. But Devers is a beast, man. He was the one that punched their ticket against Washington. Remember, he hit the bomb that basically sealed it for them in game 162. Yep. And he went deep center field last night. Like, he is a stud. Like, I believe he was at one point the number one rated prospect in baseball, real close to it. You knew when he was coming up, they had found someone, they had someone. And remember, everyone was saying when they traded Mookie Betts away, that's it. Like, the curse of Mookie Betts. It's the new Babe Ruth curse. When they traded Babe Ruth to the Yankees, they weren't going to ever win again. And that doesn't mean they're going to win the World Series, but I would say they found a way to move on without Mookie Betts, and they're into the CS. There's no guarantee the Dodgers are going to move on here.
Although Mookie got his ring last night, could be in trouble.
Or last season. Well, that Giants team, man, like, that pitching display by them last night was perfection. Perfection. Like, the Giants are so good, and, you know, you bring in Chris Bryant, and you got guys there that kind of carryovers from the World Series runs, with a fusion of new blood and a bullpen that holds up like they did last night. There's a reason they won as many games as they did. Like, the Giants are studs. They're studs.
They are.
And they're up 2-1 now in that series. So We got baseball playoffs going on. The NBA is rapidly approaching. The NFL has been wild. John Gruden's story kind of obviously took over the night last night, which was wild because the game was so thoroughly entertaining in the second half. Goes to overtime. Lamar Jackson has a night for the ages, and yet it's all about John Gruden and his emails. And once we all read the story from the New York Times, you knew this guy was done.
Yeah.
You know? Like, and Mark Davis, I don't know if he wanted him to go or not. Fact of the matter is they're not a very good team. They're 3-2 now. I don't think they're a playoff team. I think they're a pretender anyway. He's been there for a few years. He's making $100 million. I think when everything shakes out, this will be a win for Vegas. Regardless of how it happened, moving on from John Gruden, not having to pay out John Gruden, turning a page from John Gruden, I think it'll be a positive for Vegas. Because I don't think he has it anymore. Like what he did in 02 with Tampa was awesome, and he was very good in Oakland. He's just a motivator and a rah-rah guy, and once you lose your credentials, and it wasn't working for them. Like, remember the first time he got there, they go out and they acquire Antonio Brown, and it was a disaster. And that was all Gruden. And Gruden trying to make it work for him, and it was all Gruden. He got catfished at one point. Like, the tapes leaked of him talking to Brown, and that was his own doing.
That was awful.
That was terrible. But
let alone, like, getting out from under the money or whatever. This is, like, I always wonder, like, this guy, you're getting fired. Deserve it, everything. You can't have emails like that. Is he just, like, crawling a hole? Like, does he ever try to make a statement regarding this? Or what is, like...
I would think a statement will be coming, but what you're going to see is, you know, everyone's jumping the John Gruden ship. Now everyone's going to have a story about him. Everyone's going to have something like, I always didn't like him or whatever it is.
That's what I was thinking. Like, a bunch of people in the NFL probably knew this guy on a business level or some type of friendly. Like, is it just this guy's wiped off the earth and there's no more friends? Wow. Crawling a hole and live there the rest of your life.
I don't think you'll see him publicly. I mean, listen, he's still a free citizen and he's not going to jail for this. So he'll pop up at some point down the road, but I don't see him back in the NFL as a coach.
No,
I don't think
a
media company is going to hire him anytime soon. They might in 2 or 3 years. Crazier things have happened. In the moment, it's so difficult to make a prediction.
Dude, this guy is not getting hired within the next 20 years. Trust me on that one.
Crazier things have happened, man.
No, he has to go away for a while. He should make a statement and apologize. I mean, I saw his press conference the other day. He apologized for the one comment, but now it's, you know, multiple emails, multiple situations, multiple, you know, people and groups that have been offended. You know, if he goes away and tries to rebuild some trust, I mean, there are crazy stories out there. Aren't we a society that wants to forgive people? We're trying to educate people. I'm not saying forgive him. What I'm saying is he needs to go and try and be a better person, and not going to work in football anytime soon.
No, not anytime soon. What I'm saying is forget the context or what we're even talking about.
Right.
We've done this story many times. You know, we've done it where, they're done. We'll never see them again. And then 2 years later, you're like, wow, that guy's just got hired somewhere. Look at this. That's all I'm saying. Forget context, forget reasoning, forget the people involved. It can be difficult in the moment to take a step back and say the world will be different in 2 years or the viewpoint will be different in 2 years. But invariably it is. You know, and listen, John Gruden can do whatever he wants now. No one's shedding tears for John Gruden. He put himself in this position via private emails, but once it becomes public, it's not private anymore. You know, and a guy of his stature, a head coach, if you put yourself in this spot and the emails speak for themselves, you're going to pay the piper, and that's exactly what happened. So it's not surprising at all. But if he wants to get back in the game, if he wants to get back into media or some capacity in 2 or 3 years, I'm just saying I wouldn't be shocked if it happened because I've seen it before where I was convinced you'll never see this again. And then I'm like, whoa. This guy, there he is. He's an offensive coordinator again.
Right.
I didn't see that one coming. You know, like, crazier things have happened in sports. Yeah. But I think if you're in his PR team, you, like, make a statement.
Yeah.
I don't know how you explain any of this. I mean, that's for him to figure out. It's not my issue. And then disappear because you're being told to disappear anyway.
You can't explain anything.
No, of course not. You can, but maybe you could show contrition, whether people accept it or not, you know, and that's – that's for John Gruden to figure out. You know, the emails speak for themselves. And
regardless of the, we'll call it the offense, you're right. Other people surface. What was the coach that was doing blow or talking about doing blow with the stripper in Vegas? Like, he's got another job, I think, in the NFL.
He was the offensive line coach in Miami. He did get hired again.
Right.
Where?
I don't even remember where it was, but he did get hired again somewhere.
But you're right.
Now, that is different also
it's
because –
it's different. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're right. We're
There's
talking
different
about
context
different
between
– Right.
Yes, of course. But anyway, Chris Johnston in 20 minutes. We got some confirm or deny here. Got some props. Got a couple of other things cooking. Maybe we can carry a couple of these over to tomorrow as well because, we got the NHL season starting tonight. But the Leafs start tomorrow. There's only two games tonight. But we'll see what we can slide in here. CJ in about 20 minutes. Let's fire up some confirm or deny.
I can neither confirm or deny that that this is in fact a segment.
Boston trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for confirm or deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
Well, I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
The worst part about listening to all that, and Razor is one of my best friends in hockey, but you find out later, years later, they could have just had him. Like instead of just giving up Tuukka Rask.
It's honestly one of the worst negotiated trades in sports history.
Like, I think it was coming up on way. I don't know, but they
got. No, he was done. It was Tim Thomas's team at that point. Everyone, Raycroft was going to be the third goalie probably put on waivers.
And
they'll take Tuukka Rask for the next 15 years.
All right, you guys.
Unbelievable.
Once every 3 months, we relive that. Let's just.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up because whenever I do, you always say, "Hey, Razor's my best friend" or whatever. So leave it alone.
No, I'm not, and I'm not ripping because Razor, I love the guy, but just the act of getting rid of Tuukka Rask.
That's crazy, like,
Fergie. You could have had Razor for free.
Yeah, crazy, and a complete lack of evaluation. Tuukka Rask or Poggi, which one do you want? They're like, really? I guess we'll take the good one. Rask will work. Confirm or deny was brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Right now, lease a 2022 RX350 premium package from just $268 biweekly for 40 months. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com for all the details. Okay, a few rapid-fire confirm or denies, and then we get moving here. We saw history yesterday. It was a Thanksgiving miracle. Team Outdog goes 0-5 on Sunday and Monday. Confirm or deny, Team Outdog will have another 0-5 week in NFL picks in the future. At least one more this season. Confirm or deny.
I'll go first. This is pathetic to even say this, but I'll confirm we do it again.
No way.
Yes. Yes. Because you know what it's like, Hayes.
Yep.
You get on a heater like that and you're done. So I'm going to confirm it happens again. And I don't know how or why I'm even saying that.
Music
but I'm going to confirm
ears.
We are losers.
I'm denying it because
thanks. No.
That's just honestly that is like a unicorn. You're not going to see that again. I think 1-4, 2-3, but it is 0-5 is so tough to do.
Once in a lifetime cooler.
Yeah.
It's a once, and I'll deny it as well. I have more faith than you guys. 1-4, that'll probably happen in week 6.
Yeah.
But 0-5, I can't see it.
Yeah.
Confirm or deny, Ben Simmons will finish the season in Philly.
I'm going to confirm that. Sorry, Noodles.
Go ahead.
I'm going to confirm it because regardless of him coming back or not, I don't think a lot of people were showing up in Philly with their suitcases and their offers ready for this guy. Do you? Or something would have happened.
I think you're right. Yep.
So that's why I think that it's like, and that's maybe where Ben Simmons' agent probably pulled his head out of the cloud saying, look, bud, I hate to tell you this, but the interest out there is not exactly burning through the league. So you might as well get your ass and get paid in Philly.
Well,
who wants him? I don't know. Nobody really showed any interest.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to deny it because of the playbook we've seen, right? Jimmy Butler wanted out of Mini. He showed up. He showed up, and then at some point they're like, he's got to go. James Harden showed up. He looked as if he wasn't really prepared to play, but he showed up and he played, and eventually it was like we just have to move on here. I kind of believe this is what's going to happen in Philly. I don't think it's a good thing Ben Simmons is around. Joel Embiid, you heard his quote last week. He He's like, this guy, everything revolved around this guy. We don't need that anymore. It's been a power struggle between those two forever. And Embiid thinks he's the man now and wants it. And I don't know if Simmons is going to accept it. So I think at some point they're going to have to cut ties. It's just it's going deeper into the season than both parties hoped. But I don't think it'll finish next offseason. I think it'll happen some point during the year.
Well, but Embiid, Hayes, Embiid, like as much as he wants to be the guy, the way the game is played now, he can't be the guy that always has the ball.
No.
In modern day basketball, like
no,
that doesn't
absolutely.
Work.
That's why I went through Simmons because
well, that's the problem. They give it to the other guy. And he can't shoot the ball.
Bit of an issue.
Yeah. Bit of an issue.
Bit of a conundrum there in Philly. Confirm or deny, the Las Vegas Raiders will finish the season above 500. They're 3-2 right now.
I'm confirming it. I know you said that you don't think they're a very good team, and I think you said they're a fraud.
Yes.
Something like Gruden leaving, you know, I know, like,
galvanizing
something like that
moment.
Could galvanize the group a little bit. And maybe they get better coaching.
Yeah, true enough.
Maybe the guy they slid in there, the assistant coach, like, he's the guy now. Maybe he's like, okay, we're going to have some X's and O's instead of Gruden smiling with the – on the sidelines and just putting a show on.
Okay. I'm denying it. I don't think they're a very good team.
I'm denying it as well.
I like pretenders. I think he's a phony.
Yeah.
All of it. I don't like, yeah.
You don't like Carr?
No.
I think
it's a phony machine.
Yeah, I think it's a phony machine as well. Yeah. Two quarters for the phony machine.
Carr is me in a suit. It looks not bad, and then you peel the suit off, and you got a fat tub of garbage.
All right, I got some NHL props, okay? So we'll try to do some rapid fire. It's not confirmed. I guess it is confirmed with an eye, but it's with a gambling
slant.
It's
what you like to call a mishmash, okay?
It's a bit of a mishmash, but opening night it felt appropriate, okay? Combined total points for the season for Matthews and Marner. Matthews and Marner combined points, 184.5 combined points. 184.5. Combined points, Matthews and Marner. So that works out to about 92.5 per player.
Yeah, it's close. It's a good number.
It really is. Yeah, it's creepy. It's a gambling problem number.
I worry about 34's health.
So do
a little bit. I'm going to go under just based on 34's health. Even if Marner gets 100, Matthews' career high, and I know we always say pace and all that, but, you know, his career high in 80 games or roughly is, what, 80 points, right?
Yep.
82 points. So, and he's not going to get 82 games in already. He's at 79 for what if he gets the rest after starting the weekend. So I'm going to go just under.
I'm going to go over just because I know Hayes is going to go under too.
I'm going under. Yeah, I'm going under just because, I mean, three games, I think this is an appropriate number. I think they're both. I think Marner, if he's healthy all year, will have 100 points. I do too. I don't think he's going to have 110, 115. I think he'll have right around 100. Matthews, I just don't trust, can get up over 93. Total goals for John Tavares on the season, 36.5.
I'll go under. I think he's going to be a 30-goal scorer. Pretty simple answer, which I'd be fine with. You give me 30 and
– if he plays every night, two-way guy, I think Nylander's going to up his production this year. I could see Nylander, you know, tucking in 35, 37 himself.
Yeah, give me 30 and 40.
Yeah,
I'll be happy with – more than happy with that.
Yep.
And winning.
And
30,
winning,
40, and winning.
Yep. I'll go just under. I think he's creeping up
I
at 35,
35 yeah,
in his sleep. But – 30. I mean, 37 plus. He's only done that a few times in his career.
I'm just under two. I agree with you. I think he's a 35 guy for me.
Total points on the season for Leon Draisaitl, 109.5. 109.5 points.
Over. He gets 125 points.
Min?
That's a lot.
We haven't seen a 130 since 92-93.
Yeah,
dude, you understand the animal that he's going to play. It's already started. He's going to play with McDavid. It's like those two are going to tee off in the league, I'm telling you. They're going to get 150, 130 points each.
All right.
I'm gonna say over, but just over, like 111, 110 type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I think McDavid's getting 130.
Yes.
Like that's what I think McDavid's going to lap the field by 20 to 30 points. But I think Draisaitl's always kind of second there. So, you know, it'll be 110 for Draisaitl.
I think it's
so I'm
real
just
close.
Going over.
Yeah, I think it's real close. I'm going to lean over as well. But I think it's going to be determined on how much five-on-five time he has with McDavid. I mean, it's not
imagine
like
McDavid
can't...
getting 100 points and it being a buzzkill.
Yeah. If he has 100, it's like, oh, it was a down season. What's wrong with this guy?
You did that last year, pal.
Yeah, not acceptable. How, you did it last year, 56 games. We've seen that.
Yeah.
Total Canadian teams to make the playoffs this season, 3.5.
I'm going over.
Ooh, optimistic Canadian. I like it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I
got the Leafs in Edmonton as I think locks are close to it.
I think Winnipeg, Leafs, and Edmonton are my locks. Mm-hmm. And I think Montreal, Calgary, and Vancouver depend on how their seasons unfold.
I mean,
I think Vancouver can make some noise if they're healthy and, you know, Pettersson has
that division,
has a year.
It's open season out there.
I think Calgary, if they get the goaltending, and I think Montreal, you guys don't think they're as good as a team. I think they're a pretty good team. So it'll be interesting to see.
Well, I just think the carrot, I mean, they've got some stuff they're dealing with right now that you just have to accept is out of their control. Like Carey Price not playing the first month is a big hit.
Right. Allen's Jay a Weber good goalie, though. Like, I like Drake Allen. Like, Allen played as much as Price last year in the regular season. Was pretty good. That's the thing. You're right. Montreal's up against it, but I think they're a better team than people give them credit for.
Well, I'm going to go under that number. I think sometimes as Canadian hockey fans, we just do – we do what we just did. We're like, oh, yeah, Vancouver, pretty good. And then this team, and we run down the list. Everybody's pretty damn good. Then we also forget that there's other teams in the league that are really damn good.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go under.
The thing is I think Vegas is taking a step back, personally.
Mm-hmm. I just don't think it's big enough in that division to take that big of a step.
You go from Fleury and Leonard to Leonard and Larry Brassois. Like, that's – and Leonard, you know, I don't see Leonard as a one standalone. So, Brassois is going to have to play 35 games against, you know.
Right.
Yeah, Arizona, I get it, San Jose. It's just I think they're a team that might take a step back, personally.
Well, no, you've voiced that opinion. I can't deny it on paper. You can't. Brassois to Fleury speaks for itself. That's a hit.
Right.
For sure. It's a big hit. That division still, it just looks so weak to me.
Thin,
for sure. But to your point, in Dallas, they're probably saying, we're going to get back on the map. You know, here we go, St. Louis. We feel
pretty
good.
Jamie Benn already said it. We're built to win. We're built to win in Dallas.
You know, and only Winnipeg has to deal with that in terms of the race. But if we're talking wild card and stuff like that. So I'm going to go under as well. I'm not as bullish, you know, in terms of that fourth team snake. Yeah. I think it's obviously very close, but I'm going to go under. Total goals on the season for Cole Caulfield, 24.5.
Over, easily. I think he gets 30 goals his first year in the league for fun.
I'm not saying easily. I think he's a – I thought at the start 25 was a real realistic number for him. That's why it's such a creepy number that he threw out there.
Very creepy.
Like 24.5. I am going to go over, but I say – just slightly. Like, it's a tough league. And
yeah, it is. It's a really tough league.
People are going to
– and they're asking a lot out of him.
He's on the map, right?
Yes.
Like, people are going to be watching for him now. Like, you know, it was your first year, you kind of just jump in. And I know this is technically his first year, but he was on the biggest stage for 2 months, the whole hockey world watching him. They're going to build defenses around trying to shut him down, Suzuki down, right?
I'm gonna go under because I think they balance out the lines too, right? Down the right side, Toffoli's gonna get his time, Anderson's gonna get his time, Gallagher's gonna get his time. He's not playing 25 minutes a night. I don't see it as a rookie. So, you know, where are you gonna get your goals? I think he'll hit 20, but I'm gonna lean on the under. All right, final one here in terms of points. Total points for the season for Elias Pettersson. 74.5.
Total points for Elias Pettersson, 74.5. I'm going to go over on that because I really like the kid. I think he's a special talent. Last year was a write-off. I'll give him that, but I have big expectations for Pettersson this year.
I'm over on a bounce-back year. I think he's going to have a great season. Great season.
I'm over, too. He had 2 years that, you know, I know that the games are off, but in the 60s, like the next level is waiting for him.
Yep.
And he's able to get there. I agree. I think he's over 75.
All right. We'll save a couple of other renditions of Confirm or Deny props. I was thinking about, you remember when you used to show up at restaurants back in the day and it was smoking or non?
Yeah.
Playoffs or non. Ooh. Might mix that in tomorrow. All right. I know it'll be a day late and a dollar short because the season starts tonight, but we got a lot of things going on here. So playoffs or non? Playoffs
we'll or call non? It the playoff section.
Yes.
Yes. Exactly.
Playoff section or non? Wow. Confirm or Deny brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Right now, Lisa, 2022 UX 250H premium package from just $208 biweekly for 40 months. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com for all the details. Some injury news with the Leafs. Auston Matthews, he will not play the first three games of the season. Mikheyev is out for about 2 months, if not more. Mitch Marner leaving practice today. If he is not available, what happens to the lineup? Chris Johnson, our TSN Hockey Insider, with answers on that and more next. All right, Chris Johnston will join us here in just a moment. Opening night in the NHL. Baseball playoffs continue. We're through 5 weeks in the NFL. Sung J.M. winning tournaments. Imzy wins a tournament every year. Every year he's on tour and he's
Dude,
doing
he
some
won
damage.
His first last year, and now he won his second.
That's all you need to know, man. That's 2 years in a row. Last time I checked. That's all you need to know. 2 years
all
in a
right.
row.
All right. I just had to kind of – it sounded like 5 years straight that he's won.
You know what I heard today, and this is already starting, right? It's a guy I know who knows a guy.
Eldrick?
There is a lot of smoke out there that Eldrick Woods – is
Masters?
Hitting a lot of balls and really? Aiming for a special little tournament in April.
That Don't is... even do that to me. J-Mac's going to be crawling through the screen to get more info.
The picture went viral of him this weekend, right? He was at
Dude, he was
son's...
standing on the range with his son. What are you, Joe from the
That's
bridge?
Viral. That's viral. It's a picture. At least he's upright. He's looking good, man. I could see him going low at Augusta.
So he was standing on a driving range holding a 5-iron. Now he's playing at the Masters. That's
Listen,
you of all people,
guy,
that's ridiculous.
I heard from a guy who heard from a guy.
Dude, yeah. That's probably who you heard it from, J-Mac. He probably
no,
told you.
No, it wasn't. He's got no connections on what's going on in Jupiter, Florida. Like, none of us do up here.
Yeah, but he loves to float it out there. Oh, yeah, he's playing at the Masters.
Well, wouldn't it be incredible if he did?
It would be
incredible.
Great.
If he gets to the Masters, that's the all-time great comeback story. Here's our TSN Hockey Insider, Chris Johnston. Are you hearing anything, Johnny? CJ, I know you're connected in the hockey world, but what are you hearing on Tiger? What can you tell us?
I actually want to know... Like, where did you hear that? I am a ridiculous Tiger Woods fan, like, almost embarrassingly so. So, is this legit Hayes or what?
No,
Dude,
it's probably
he's
not.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, it's probably not. But I heard from a guy who knows a guy who claims Tiger's hitting a lot of balls in his basement, and he's got...
no basements in Florida.
Tiger Woods doesn't have a basement. What are you talking
Dude,
about?
Dude, you can't have a basement in Florida, you donkey.
Well, whatever it is, then who cares? Main floor. It doesn't matter. It doesn't
his
matter.
Backyard.
Backyard. Who cares what the actual semantics are and the details? The point is he's hitting balls and he's looking good, and he's thinking early April. So, CJ, if that's true, I mean, you're going to be jacked up like the rest of us.
Yeah, I'm already taking that week off work if that happens.
Perfect.
So. I know I'm new on the job here, but I want that noted early.
Yes, it's not a busy time in the NHL at all. You know, early April, mid-April, I'm with you, man. I'll be right in my wheelhouse. I'm happy to take those 2 days off. Well, the Leafs are on the verge of a new season as of tomorrow night, and I know we've been asking you weekly Auston Matthews updates, and it was day-to-day, and then all of a sudden it's, I guess, a half week to half week. Because instead of just saying Wednesday, Thursday, it's Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. And they didn't give any guarantees or locks in terms of him playing game four on Monday. Do you see this leaking into week two of the NHL season?
You know, it's possible, but I also think there's a circumstance he plays Saturday, too. So, you know, I don't have any reason to believe it's going to be anything too much longer. And, yeah, he's not playing tomorrow. He's not going to play Thursday in Ottawa, but... You know, maybe not impossible. He's in on Saturday, and so we're looking at 2, 3, 4 games, I would think, at the most for Auston. And, you know, there actually seems to be a fair bit of optimism around him. I know, you know, the first game of the season is kind of an event, and, you know, we put a lot of focus on it. But, you know, clearly here they're just opting to, you know, use an abundance of caution or whatever you might want to call it, and you know, make sure he's really ready to go. But I, you know, I think he already looks pretty good at practice, you know, based on what I saw today down there. And, you know, I think that there's a lot of hope that, that this is going to be a monster season for him when he gets going here soon.
CJ, what happened with Marner today? Does this look like Simmons? Was it like just precautionary? He's all good to go or what? There seems to be some buzz about him on Twitter.
Yeah, I got two different people said he's fine. So I don't have any reason to believe he's out tomorrow or anything, but you know, obviously the Leafs will be cautious with him. It was a glancing blow, or collision, whatever you want to call it. And so, you know, obviously they'll wait and see how he feels in the morning, make sure there's no symptoms that, that might have come on or anything like that. But, you know, I don't think that this is anything to be too concerned about.
Well, Ilya Mikheyev, there is certainty behind it. He's broken his thumb. He's out for a couple of months. We know that, that he had requested a trade. It was shot down. I think probably part of the trade request had to do with a lack of accessibility up the top of the lineup, and he wanted more of a role. He wanted more input, and now it's been taken away from him because of the injury. How do you see this possibly affecting the rest of his season, and I guess big picture-wise, maybe his future here in Toronto, if he just can't stay healthy and find a role in the top six?
Yeah, it's hard to know where this leaves him, to be honest. You know, I think that they were pretty committed to at least seeing how he fit in with Tavares and Nylander in a world where he was healthy to start this season. You know, we saw him get some power play reps at camp. You know, I think that there was, you know, some moves being made to try to address his concerns, I guess, and as much as they can be to give him more playing time to see maybe if he was ready to contribute. And now that, you know, he's going to be out for this long, I mean, I don't know where this lineup will be at in December and certainly where he'll fit into it. You know, this is the last year of his contract, though. He's an unrestricted free agent to, you know, come next July. And so this was kind of setting up to probably be his last season in Toronto. But, you know, that you know, things change a lot. And you know, I don't know what kind of year he'll have now after this, what his bargaining position will be, and, you know, if he'll get to play. But, you know, this is a terrible sort of timing for Mikheyev. That all happens on his birthday, of all things, this weekend. And you know, obviously the fact that I think that the organization wanted to give him more of a shot to play some offensive type of minutes, not just these zone starts and what he was sort of fed last season, and you know, he's going to miss out on all that with the untimely nature of the injury.
CJ, we were talking at the beginning of the show, and Hayes brought up a great point. The NHL's firing up tonight, and it's great to see the expansion team, Seattle Kraken, they're playing Vegas. And Tampa, you got the Cup champs against the Penguins. How on earth is the league missing the opportunity to somehow have McDavid not playing in this? Like, he's by far the game's best player, and is it because of the Edmonton market? Is it? I don't know. But Brian's point is, and I totally agree with it, you got to find a way to have McDavid playing tonight.
Well, I think we can probably blame the new league partners in the U.S. for TV. You know, they have some say. This is their opening night tonight. You know, ESPN and TNT, you know, finally they're officially joining sort of the NHL party, showing games. And, you know, I would think that they would have at least some degree of say in that. You know, I don't know that Edmonton, the market sells well in the U.S.
Edmonton,
you know,
could have went to Los Angeles and played the Kings tonight in a middle game or something.
Yeah, I mean, I'd sign up for that. I like all the teams, but you're right. I you know, look, this league is always kind of, to me, it's gone between wanting to market the stars for a period of time and then wanting to make it be about the teams. You know, I think especially in the U.S., come across the sport the way we all did when we were young. You know, one way to do that is to really push a player like McDavid forward, because the stuff he does is unreal. You don't have to even understand how hard it is to appreciate the amount of skill and speed that he brings to the game. And, you know, I don't know if those new league partners intend to do that, but judging by opening night here, you know, it doesn't appear that they do.
No, it seemed like a lab. Go ahead, Noodles. Sorry, bud.
No, not at all. I was going to follow up on that and just say, you know, it's unfortunate because, you know, us, we know McDavid is the face of the National Hockey League, but if some of the partners down south have a say, then they're more looking at a bigger picture and just be interested to see what they value. I mean, obviously Tampa Bay is a big sell, but I would think McDavid is as you want to know hockey, we'll go look at the best player on the planet. That's your point, Hayes.
Well, and you've had weeks to promote it too, right? Like ESPN's done a great job. TNT, I'm sure, is doing the same thing. Is, you know, you can promote the fact that you got your opening night, but also promote, wait till you see this kid. You know, like if you haven't seen him or you don't know what he's all about, it just seems like something where I get the TV money and I understand what's up front and who's got to say, but I think it should be driven from the league office. LeBron James is playing on opening night. You know, if you got a new TV package, they want LeBron. I would love to see McDavid, and you can play him against a big American team. But the same thing with Matthews if he was healthy. Now, that's more about the TV deal up here, and that's a different conversation, and I understand that. But I think Matthews and McDavid have the most runway here, CJ, of taking over the league in terms of the poster boys and being the easiest guys to sell.
For sure, and you could argue Matthews could even be number one, even though, you know, we're not putting him above McDavid as a player. I'm certainly not, but, you know, just given his background, given that it's an Olympic year, you know, last year he didn't even play at 100%. He had the most goals in the league by 8. He missed 4 games with injury. It was a short season. I mean, he could do something nutty this year. Like, I could see him scoring 60 goals this season. And you know, I think Ovechkin did that once in his career. I know Stamkos did it earlier in his career, but it's not something we've seen done a whole lot. Again, when you're not trying to market the nuance of the game, just a guy who scores a lot, it's like a guy who hits a lot of home runs in baseball. You know, I think that the opportunities are endless there. And, you know, I know NBC, when they had the rights, you know, it flirted with it. In fact, there was actually once a Leafs-Jets game that went national in the U.S., I remember, and hit the game played in Winnipeg. But, you know, it doesn't seem like there's a consistent strategy, I guess, for how to approach the team aspect of the sport versus some of these individual superstars.
With Chris Johnston, our TSN Hockey insider. So we're 48 hours away from Ottawa starting their season, which means 48 hours to figure out a deal with Brady Tkachuk, the only RFA who is not currently signed. I don't see it changing between now and puck drop, but you would probably know more than I would. How do you see this playing out?
I'm with you. You know, it doesn't seem as though there's been any breakthrough at all. And you know, now we're getting to the real deadline. I mean, every negotiation features a series of kind of artificial deadlines. Sometimes those deadlines produce an agreement, but, you know, in Brady Tkachuk's place, this has a real tangible outcome. You know, he's missing days of the season, which means, you know, whatever he signs for, it will be money, you know, he's not able to earn back. You know, from the Senator's standpoint, you know, he could miss Thursday's game against the Leafs and perhaps many more after that. And so, you know, it's hard to say where this one goes, but, you know, I didn't really expect it to reach this point. You know, we haven't seen too many players even test missing regular season games since William Nylander did it a few years ago. And, you know, in this circumstance, you know, I would have thought they'd find a way. But, you know, it seems like the term has still remained to be a big issue. Obviously, if you're not agreeing on a term, there's no amount of money that's going to make sense for both sides. And, you know, I sense some frustration that crept into talks here. And you know, I don't think there's really been any movement to speak of, at least as of, you know, this afternoon.
Yeah, this could get ugly. You know, yeah. We'll see what happens between now and Thursday night in Ottawa. But 2 games in the NHL, we're officially back. We made it to the starting line. Enjoy opening night, and we'll do it again soon. Thank you, CJ.
Can't wait. I've actually got a Jonas Siegel story to share with you guys next time I'm on. I meant to get it in, but haven't had a chance.
Oh, that's a big tease.
No, you gotta tell it.
That's a tease. That's a tease. CJ will be on Monday. We're teasing this for 6 days. A Jonas story. I actually love that you didn't get that in, and I love that you're promoting it. This is going to be perfect. Yes. We're going to have an Instagram thing set up, Facebook, the whole nine.
Well, we're going to have options. We're going to guess what it is.
Yes.
That's what it is.
We're doing 15 minutes on this story on Monday.
It's got Mark's implications, and Jonas did Mark dirty in this story, so it's a good one.
Ooh, okay. There you go. I cannot wait. Wow. Let us forget.
We need a Masters Jonas Friday trivia.
We'll do it again. We'll do it again at some point soon. But we'll see what this story is on Monday. Then we can make a determination.
After this story, I mean, he might not be ever on these airwaves again.
That's a very valid point. Very true.
By the way, Dusty Baker, my guy.
He's rolling. All right, CJ, we got to let CJ go. I think he's still on the phone. Thank you, Chris. All right, buddy. There's Chris Johnston. Segue into Dusty Baker.
I thought he was gone. I thought he was gone.
Like, hello? Yeah. Guys, still here.
It's undetermined because, again, we're at home. I can't see the phone, but I'm like, I think he's still there. I mean, we didn't.
Nah, I thought he would hang up after a while.
The Dusty Baker segue was Chris Johnston just chewing on it. Chew on that for a goodbye.
Yeah, exactly. Not even a goodbye or anything. It's just let him fade away. Let him hang up. Am I done?
Right.
Am
it's
I
like
done?
A candle in the wind. Just let that thing slowly
CJ.
Pass away. See you later.
I can't wait for this Jonas story.
I know. And Masters is implicated somehow. So you got to wait 6 days, man. That's a tease.
Wow.
Next Monday, Chris Johnston will lay
maybe
that story on the line.
Maybe he doesn't bunt in baseball anymore.
Well, he would be in the playoffs right around this time, maybe in September. I don't know. Drag bunting in beer league baseball is insane.
It's one of them.
Congrats to my old team, the Pickles, too. Five-time champions.
Shout out to the Pickles.
There's four people, and there's four teams in that league, isn't there? How many teams are in that league?
Eight.
Well. Debatable. All right, congratulations.
Debatable, but anyway.
The guy with the jean shorts who smokes in the outfield, right? That's
Gary.
The guy?
Gary.
Gary's a champion, a five-time champion.
Absolutely,
we love him.
Absolutely, he is. Yep. Yeah. All right, so we'll get to that on Monday, but got a couple games in the NHL tonight, and the Leafs, Habs tomorrow night, Leafs in Ottawa. This Brady Tkachuk standoff, man, we'll see how this plays out. It's too bad for both sides. I mean, every market's been through it in some capacity, so – you know, we'll see what happens there. But without him, that's a big hit. That's a big hit in Ottawa.
Yeah.
So we got two games in the NHL tonight. Your boy Dusty Baker, did they just win 10-1? 10-1. Yep. Houston's through.
With some people saying, Hayes, that they're doing some sneaky stuff.
Picking
I think that
up.
Was just mind games.
LaRusso, was it not? Like,
I saw one tweet saying, we're looking for this guy, and a guy circled in the crowd. I'm like, you can't be serious. You think they would try to pull this off? Or this all just a mind game?
I think it's mind game. I think it's kind of sore losing if you're the White Sox. Like, they got crushed, man. I know they got a win in, but like they got dummied. They just lost 10-1 today. They go down in four in the ALDS. So now you're looking at Houston, Boston, back-to-back cheaters. In 17, it was Houston. In 18, it was Boston. And now they're coming back together in the ALCS. So that's great. That means you can't lose, though. Two of your favorite teams, Boston and Houston. Whoever gets through, you're a happy man.
I'll tell you what, living in Connecticut, the Bo Sox, they're right there, and you just love them. You love them.
You have to. How can you not love the Boston Red Sox? I mean, you just have to. And tonight we've got the Giants-Dodgers, and the Giants are up 2-1 in that series. Right now Milwaukee's up 2-0 on Atlanta in the second inning, fourth inning. So a lot going on, you know, in baseball, and obviously the hockey season, the basketball season right around the corner. Lots to get into as we continue on Overdrive, TSN 1050 and on the TSN app. All right, here we go. The NHL season kicking off tonight, Pittsburgh-Tampa. And then it's Seattle at Vegas. And Seattle, I'm quite intrigued to see what they can bring to the table, not only tonight, but throughout the year. And they're not going to replicate what Vegas did. That's just a once-in-a-lifetime sports story, the fact that they went all the way to a cup final. But they've got some pretty quality depth, some big names on the team that you're going to be familiar with, Mark Giordano and Jordan Eberle. And, you know, they've got, I think, a pretty good goalie in Grubauer. I think a guy that can right the ship and stabilize, not going to be elite necessarily, but pretty good, not going to be an issue. And they're in a weaker division. So I think they're right on the cut line. I'm not convinced they get in, but I don't think they're going to be a disaster and finish with 65 points.
In baseball, we always say competitive games in September. I think they'll be playing competitive, meaningful games in April, like end of March. I think they'll be playing meaningful games. Who knows if they get in, but it'll be meaningful.
That's an accomplishment, right? Like our expectations are so skewed because of Vegas. But no one expected anything from any expansion team for a minimum of 5 years when they got into the league.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So,
you're right. And Vegas is a team that, you know, it seems like a team that is a staple at the top of the standings,
which
is crazy.
They showed up. It's just every year. They'll win the division. You know, they'll fight for the cup. It's like, wow, that was quick. But credit to them. So enjoy it. It's going to be fun tonight and the rest of the way, man. We got hockey cooking here for the next, 8 months? Eight months plus. We got a lot of hockey in store here. So we're looking forward to that. And first up tomorrow morning from 6 to 10, Leafs lunch with Julia Toscheri and Al's brother at noon. We look forward to that. As always, Matt Cause, and then we'll be back at 4 tomorrow. So enjoy the games tonight. Enjoy your evenings. We are out of here. We're back tomorrow at?
Let's Drop the Puck, 4 p.m.
We'll chat soon.
What was that?
Brutal.
We'll chat soon. Oh, boy. Clip it at 4 p.m. tomorrow. We just did damage on that one. Brooksy.
Love it.